105.3 Bailrig FM.
Hi there, my friend. What can I get for you today?
Fancy a falafel wrap, loaded fries or kebab? With over 100 options, find this and more at Sultan of Lancaster Experience. On campus and at the Caton Road store.
Bailrig FM.
And that was the sound of Mason Williams with Classical Gas. As many of you will know, that's the way that I used to introduce my show back in the 70s, a show that was called Classical Gas. Today, we're going to have a slightly different show. We're going to have extracts from some of the most controversial rock and pop songs ever produced and played on radio, or in some cases, I might say, not played on radio. Some of these songs were banned by the BBC and other radio stations, especially in America, for some reasons that some of you might find rather strange today, or even humorous in actual fact. Some of these groups are very well-known groups from the 60s and 70s. Some of the singers are very well-known and up-to-date. And their songs have still produced controversy, mainly because of the subject matter, sometimes because of the words. Some of the songs in were so far ahead of their time that people just didn't get what they were talking about. We're going to start with Loretta Lynn and a song called The Pill. Back in the 70s, this song, which is about birth control, songs about birth control were not common. So when country star Loretta Lynn came out with this track, numerous radio stations refused to play it because of morality, saying that the birth control really was not a good idea. OK, so let's listen to Loretta Lynn.
You whined me and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't pick up so much yard. Hot pants and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done tore up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you've kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
95.3 Bailrig FM.
Okay, the next song is a really well-known song, but incredibly controversial. And this song was banned by the BBC. It was hated by a large section of the British populace. And many of you, I think, will recognise this song. This group I saw live myself many years ago now, and I saw them perform this song as well. It's the Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen, and they were a really true punk band. And the Sex Pistols, in common with lots of other punk bands at that time, were all about controversy and rebellion. They were not about conformity, let's put it that way. This track suggests that Queen Elizabeth, the late Queen Elizabeth, and its monarchy was a fascist regime, which caused the BBC to prohibit the song from being played in the UK. However, in spite of that fact, this song still got to number 5 in the charts. Okay, that was the Sex Pistols. Next up is a song that you all find really surprising to be on the list of some of the most controversial songs of all time. So I'll have to explain it to you. But when this song first came out, there was a whole load of controversy about the song, lots of different interpretations, most of them, I might add, completely wrong. It's a song believe it or not, by the Beatles called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Both Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and A Day in the Life, another Beatles song, was banned by the BBC for what they perceived as hints of illicit drug use. And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, think about it. The initial letters of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is LSD.
Yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
FM.
The next song is a song many of you will know by a very, very famous 60s pop group. I think this group, in actual fact, are really, really underrated. And they should be up there with the Beatles, the Rolling Stones and other people like that. It's a song by the Kinks. Some of you may know it, some of you may not. But it's a song called Lolo. And the reason why this caused such controversy is that Lola saw a bit of a backlash because of its lyrics, where the singer mentions being confused about the gender of his love interest. And the song, as a result, was banned by radio stations, both here in the UK and also in Australia. So here is the Kinks with Lola.
I met met her in a pub down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
Bale Rig FM.
You know, every time I listen to that song, it takes me back to my teenage years in the 60s, and we just raved over this song. We thought it was such a good song. The lyrics in that song are quite spectacular, because the writer was writing about something which was way ahead of his time, way ahead. The next song is equally controversial. It's a song by Madonna, the so-called Queen of Pop. And throughout her career, she has courted controversy like mad. And this song is no different from any of our other controversial songs. What she's singing about here is teen pregnancy, which was a huge deal back in the 1980s. And people were very, very judgmental about young people, young girls who got pregnant in the teen years. And instead of offering them support, they just criticised them and judged them. So let's listen now to this Madonna track, Papa Don't Preach. Okay, the next one is an equally controversial song by an equally controversial group. Wherever this group played, wherever they went, they courted controversy. In fact, controversy was their middle name. They attracted controversial write-ups right throughout their career. Although they, to tell you the truth, they have calmed down a bit. The song is called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And of course, it's by that really famous rock group, the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger once complained that critics didn't even understand the dirtiest line in this song. And that's true of most people who hear it, who read it, who criticise it, who write about it. They have no idea what the song is about. However, it was controversial enough to cause such a commotion that it was banned by various radio stations, both here and abroad. And in the States, there are still some radio stations that refuse to play this song because of that infamous line, I can't get no satisfaction.
Bailrig FM.
Before the next track starts, I could ask the question, what do you think about God? And how should we actually think about God? Don't worry, this is not a religious interlude, but it's relevant to why the next track was actually banned in certain cases and caused a huge amount of controversy. Can you imagine a song by that lovely, lovely West Coast band called the Beach Boys ever, ever causing controversy? Well, I couldn't, but this song certainly did. It raised hackles all over the place, especially among certain conservative church groups. And I speak from experience here because I'm a churchgoer myself, but I didn't actually find anything wrong in this song, but obviously some people did. This song mentions the word God, and in a song, some people thought that was blasphemy. This led to some radio stations banning this Beach Boys classic. It's God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
So who would have thought it? The Beach Boys causing controversy because they mentioned God in a song. Well, we're now going to continue a theme in actual fact, because the next track is by a group, XTC, and it's called Dear God. So, as I say, continue a theme. This track by British rockers XTC caused quite a stir back in the 80s. With its anti-religion themes that promoted free thinking, and this touched a nerve among plenty of conservatives around the world. And it still does to this day. It causes a lot of concern amongst conservative thinkers because it promotes radical, way out there free thinking, coming across with new ideas. And as far as I'm concerned, of course, there is nothing wrong with that whatsoever. The vocalist, Andy Partridge, as a result of this song being played on radio stations, actually received death threats because of this song. So here we go, Dear God by XTC. Now, this is a song coming up that many of you probably will not have heard. It's a song from the 60s, and it's a group called Peter, Paul and Mary, and they were possibly a trio of the most innocent pop stars on the scene at the time, because some of the songs that they sang were just really, really quite sort of almost hymn-like in their essence. Very, very innocent kinds of songs. But they wrote one song, which I remember very, very fondly from my childhood. And it was played in all innocence by all of the radio stations. It was even performed by them live on BBC television, which in those days, BBC television was the only channel that you could actually watch. And it's called Puff the Magic Dragon. And perhaps I should explain something here. This was taken from a poem by Leonard Lipton. And the song, Puff the Magic Dragon, has a barely hidden meaning involving substance abuse. Because many of you will not possibly know that Puff was another name for cannabis.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Not be brave, so Puff that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Do you know, that brings back so many memories as an innocent schoolboy listening over and over again to that song, because I really liked it, but had no idea what possibly the song actually was going on about. Nobody's actually really proved what the accusation was, but we'll have to wait and see. The next song is by an all-time world star who also has caused a bit of controversy, especially at the moment in the States. He's a very left-wing rock star, and of course some of you may have guessed already that it's Bruce Springsteen. And he caused a huge amount of controversy with this song. He received a lot of hate mail, a lot of threats, a lot of heat altogether for his musical portrayal of the fatal NYPD police shooting of Amadou Diallo, who was actually shot by the police, and they say it was an illegal shooting. The title of the song is American Skin, 41 Shots, and that refers to the number of shots that were actually fired, the NYPD say accidentally, into this guy's body. 41 shots. While the song obviously was praised by his fans, the NYPD were not quite so happy. Okay, the next song is Goodbye Earl. And this is another controversial song, so we're just going to go straight into it. Goodbye Earl.
Bailrig FM.
Okay, that was by The Chicks. And it was a song that was written about domestic abuse. It was a song written about a woman who suffered intolerable, severe, consistent beatings from her husband. But the song also goes on to say how this woman got her revenge in the end. She poisoned him. The next song coming up, and it might be the last one, is by Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop. And this is a song to truly separate herself from Hannah Montana. Cyrus moved on with a smash hit where she sings about Molly. And again, this is a reference to substance abuse, basically. And the line is trying to get a line in the bathroom. And as this is the last song, I'd like to turn around and say thank you to my producer, Lucas, for doing such sterling work. And we've had some great conversations in between tracks. I've learnt a lot about Lady Gaga, I can tell you that.
Yes, you have, unfortunately. Not necessarily, you know, with your... You might be a bit against your will, but thank you for putting up with my endless waffling. It's been really good listening to your music and really, really fun in, you know, listening to your show and listening to the songs that you've picked out.
Thank you very much for that, Lucas. I'd also like to thank very much the Bailrig FM for letting me once more come on and play tracks for classical guests. Thank you and goodbye.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want.
And sweaty bodies everywhere, hands in the air like we don't care, 'cause we came to have so much fun now. That somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? 'Cause we gonna go all